إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Brothers and sisters in Islam, this life is a life of tests. We go through hardships, we go through difficulties, sometimes we experience fear, sometimes we experience grief, sometimes we go through sorrow, anxiety, up and down. They summed it up by saying life is like a roller coaster, up and down. And that makes the difference between this life and Jannah, because Jannah is free from all the above. No worries, no fear, no anxiety in Jannah, in paradise. Now, in order for us to treat anxiety and fear, sorrow and grief, the religion is a means. And one of the best means is the dua, making dua. Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah, compiled hadith Abdullah ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم says, ما أصاب أحدا قط هم ولا غم فقال. Whenever you experience grief, sorrow, and you make this dua, اللهم إني عبدك. O Allah, I am your slave. Ibn Abdik, the son of your slave. Ibn Amatik, the son of your female slave. Nasiyati biyadik, my forelock is in your hand. Basically, everything concerning me is in your hand. Madin fiyya hukmuk, whatever, O Allah, you ordained upon me, I can't escape it. You already decreed it for me to go through this, and it will come to pass. You can't escape your qadr. And you know what? عدل في قضاءك. And it is fair and just what you ordained for me. I am pleased with it. This is, ya ikhwa, the way that you initiate any dua, that you praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you break in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, أسألك بكل اسم هو لك. I call upon you with each name, with every name you called yourself with. And the names and the attributes of Allah is one of the lawful wasail, wasila, one of the lawful means. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وابتغوا إليه الوسيلة. Some Muslims right now, they seek the means by going to the cemetery or the maqam of a dead person and they call upon the dead and they say, this is my wasila to Allah. La. The names and the attributes of Allah are the means to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at this dua. I'm calling upon you, O Allah, with every name you named yourself with or revealed it in any of your books, the Torah, the Injil, the Zabur, the Psalms of Dawood, the Gospel, the Quran, or you taught it any of your slaves, any of your messengers. You taught that name to any of your messengers. Or you kept the knowledge of it with you. أو استأثرت به في علم الغيب عندك. Look, ya ikhwa, what you're asking for. Look, all of this. أن تجعل القرآن ربيع قلبي. That you make the Quran the delight of my heart. ونور صدري. The light of my chest. وجلاء حزني, the removal or the remover, the Quran removes, the remover of my grief and sorrow, وذهاب غمي, and the pacifier for my worries. If you make this dua, brothers and sisters in Islam, sincerely, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pacify your worries. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove your grief, fears. But remember, you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fall in love with the Quran, which will become the means to be cured. Remember, you requested that Allah makes you love the Quran. Well, Quran, ya ikhwa, is a remedy. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam made this complaint in Surah Al-Furqan, وقال الرسول يا رب إن قوم اتخذوا هذا القرآن مهجورا. Look at the messenger. He's saying, my Lord, my Rabb, my people, whether the disbelievers or whether the Muslims now, they have taken the Quran as an abandoned thing. Wallahi, there is no better way to place this. Muslims have Quran all over the place, on the shelf, in the car, next to their bedroom. It's there. اتخذوا. الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم is telling, they took the Quran. They took the Quran. But an abandoned thing. It's there. But if you go and touch the Quran, probably going to remove some dust from there. It has not been opened. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ya ikhwa, في سورة القمر, He repeated this verse more than one time. وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ And indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala certainly has made the Quran easy to remember. Anyone is interested? The scholars of tafsir regarding this verse, indeed we have made the Quran easy for remembrance. They had three views. The first one, the Quran is easy to memorize. That's the first one. 8, 9, 10 years old right now memorizes the Quran. The only book in the face of this earth that can be memorized. No other book, really. No other book. That's the initial meaning of the verse. But there is another meaning. That if you read the Quran, you're going to learn a lot. Learn a lot. Even if you're not an Arabic speaking. And one of the means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the Quran easy for us to reflect upon is the mentioning of the stories. If you want to convey a message, the best way to do it, tell a story. Brothers and sisters in Islam, do you know that one third of the Quran is stories? Stories. Just stories. But now, when you read these stories, you're supposed to take remembrance from them. That is what is meant. وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ And the scholars, by the way, supported their opinion because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would make that statement, would say this right after the mentioning of the story. Go back and study Surah Al-Qamar. اقتربت الساعة وانشق القمر. The story of Nuh, then وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ There is no easier way for you to learn something from this book after a story like this. The story of Ad, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ Indeed, we made the Quran easy for you to reflect upon. The story of Thamud, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ The story of Lut, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ Allow me in the next 15-20 minutes, brothers and sisters in Islam, to go over one of the stories in the Quran. And let's see what we can learn from that story. And subhanallah, very recently, a group of secular Hollywood, they actually produced a movie and they called it Noah. Even Christians and Jews, they complained about it. They said, you're presenting Nuh alayhi salam as if he is a worshiper of idols. Even Christian, not talking. Of course, for Muslims, that's totally against the religion of Islam to depict the character of a messenger. حتى الصحابة يقول لك الصحابة stay away from it. It's totally against the etiquettes, the respect. Why? Very simple reason. It's a very simple reason. This actor who plays Noah or Ibrahim alayhi salam, you're going to watch him in another movie committing adultery, drinking. You see, you and me maybe will have the sound intellect to make the difference, but the children who are watching this, oh, isn't that Noah? Noah can drink. Noah, the children. Shows disrespect The story of Nuh, brothers and sisters in Islam, is mentioned over and over again, over and over again in the Quran and in the Sunnah, to the extent that we do have a whole chapter called Nuh. And I want to tell you something. One day, in the day of judgment, Prophet Nuh alayhi salam is going to need our help. He will. Hadith Abi Sa'id al-Khudri رضي الله عنه أخرجه البخاري كتاب التفسير في تفسير قوله تعالى وكذلك جعلناكم أمة وسطا لتكونوا شهداء على الناس. In the day of judgment, out of the absolute justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question mankind, did you receive a message? Did the messenger come to you warning you about this? Even the messengers will be asked. يَوْمَ يَجْمَعُ اللَّهُ الرُّسُلَ فَيَقُولُ مَاذَا أُجِبْتُمْ وَلَنَسْأَلَنَّ الَّذِينَ أُرْسِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَنَسْأَلَنَّ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Our messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took our testimony early. In his farewell Hajj, he stood and he asked his companions, listen, one day you're going to be asked about me. What will you say? But in the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, did you convey the message to your people? He will say, yes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask the people of Nuh, did Nuh come to you? He said, no. We never. ما جاءنا من نذير. They will deny him completely. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask Prophet Nuh, who can testify for you? Who will testify for you? Muhammad wa ummatu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad and his ummah. Then will be called, did Nuh convey the message to his people? Yes. ما علمكم. How did we learn? قرأنا كلامك ربنا. We read the Quran, O Allah. ولقد أرسلنا نوحا إلى قومه. Indeed, we have sent Nuh. We actually know that Nuh عليه الصلاة والسلام spent 950 years just his da'wah. 950 years. Brothers and sisters in Islam. Inshallah, maybe 4 or 5 lessons that we learn from that story. But very quickly, Nuh, in the day of judgment, when mankind approach him, requesting him to intercede for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to begin judgment. Al-Hadith fi al-Sahihayn, Hadith Abi Hurayra wa Abi Sa'id wa Ibn Abbas, they will say to him, Anta Nuh, you are Nuh, Anta awwalur rusul, you're the first messenger sent to mankind. Before him, there were prophets, beginning with Adam. Abdullah ibn Abbas, رضي الله عنهما, says, بين آدم ونوح عشر قرون. Between Adam and Nuh, there are 10 centuries. How many years are those? 1,000 years. كلهم على التوحيد. All of them are in Tawheed. No shirk. So there is no need for messengers to come in as long as there is Tawheed. Brothers and sisters in Islam, look at the first type of shirk. Polytheism. Which invaded the race of Adam. A type which they call it Shirkul Mahabbah.
The shirk that is triggered by loving someone that you end up simply abandoning the deen, abandoning the religion for that person. 5 righteous individuals: Waddan, Suwa'an, Yaghuth, Ya'uq, Nasra. Very righteous. They were very righteous, good people. When they passed away, the people missed them. So they made icons of them, idols. And they ended up worshipping them. Imagine Prophet Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam 950 years calling them to leave the worship of these 5. What did they say at the end? وَقَالُوا, they said, لَا تَذَرُنَّ آلِهَتَكُمْ وَلَا تَذَرُنَّ وَدًّا وَلَا سُوَاعًا وَلَا يَغُوثَ وَيَعُوقَ وَنَسْرًا. No way. This type of shirk, brothers and sisters in Islam, is the type our neighbors, our co-workers, and sometimes family members fallen into regarding Prophet Isa alayhi salam. You need to understand that Christians love Isa. And that's why you really have to be extremely, extremely patient when you call a Christian to Islam. Because this is the type of shirk. This is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us against it. He said what? لا تطروني, حديث عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه في البخاري, لا تطروني كما أطرت النصارى ابن مريم. Don't you ever deal with me, treat me, give me a status more than what I deserve, like the Christians did with Isa. ولذلك يعني the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the ذريعة في هذا, he shut any door. To the extent, like, this is something that if you do now, you're going to be called disrespectful. If you're sitting down, Anas tells you, we used to be sitting down, and the Prophet ﷺ would approach the gathering, and we were just out of love for him, would just want to stand and give him a hug, and greet him. But we know that he resents that, he dislikes that. That's why they would shake the hands of the Prophet while what? Sitting down. Because don't stand. قوموا لسيدكم هذا, he was injured. He was injured. He helped him out. He was bleeding. It's another issue. Look at the context of the hadith. What I'm trying to say is, brothers and sisters in Islam, we live in America. If we are to invite Christians to learn about Tawheed, to learn about Islam, we really have to be patient. Because this is the type of shirk they fall into. The second lesson, brothers and sisters in Islam, that we learn from that story is patience. If you're in the field of da'wah, you really gotta be patient. You really gotta be patient. Imagine 950 years. How many people responded to Prophet Nuh's call? Let's go with Athar Abdullah ibn Abbas, which is the highest number. 80. Imagine 80 followers. 80 followers. 950 years divide, or 80, I don't know what's the math here, but every year would be what? 80 followers were in the ship. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us in Hadith Anas that عُرِضَتْ عَلَيَّ الْأُمَمْ, I was made to see the nations in their way to Jannah following their prophets and messengers. The Hadith in Bukhari and Muslim, but the wording of Tirmidhi tells us that presentation of the nations in their way to Jannah happened the night of Al-Mi'raj, the night of the ascension. Look what the Prophet ﷺ says. فَرَأَيْتُ النَّبِيَّ وَمَعَهُ الرَّهْطِ. I saw some prophets followed by a rahd 3 to 9. وَرَأَيْتُ النَّبِيَّ وَمَعَهُ الرَّجُلِ. And I saw some messengers and prophets followed by one man. Look at this, look at this, look at this. Brothers, listen to this. Listen to this. وَرَأَيْتُ النَّبِيَّ وَلَيْسَ مَعَهُ أَحَدٌ. And I saw some messengers and prophets followed by zero. But pay attention here. If the issue has to do with masses, then go ahead and what? Adjust the religion a little bit. Make it flexible. Make it appealing. You see, وَأُوحِيَ إِلَىٰ نُوحٍ أَنَّهُ لَنْ يُؤْمِنَ مِنْ قَوْمِكَ إِلَّا مَنْ قَدْ آمَنْ. It was revealed to Nuh that no one else will believe. Nuh, you know what? We want some more Muslims. So let's what? Make the religion progressive. Let's make it more flexible. Let's get some more members. No. You see, you have to be patient and no compromises. You don't compromise the message. Because listen, at the end of the day, brothers and sisters in Islam, at the end of the day, the guidance of humanity, of people, is not in your hand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said those two statements to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One in Surah Al-Qasas, and one in Surah Al-Shura. إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي. You do not guide. نَفَى عَنْهُ الْهِدَايَةِ. He negated guidance from him. طب look at the other one, Surah Al-Shura. وَإِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي. You guide. What is this? Quran, the same book, huh? The one who doesn't have the understanding of the book, how to understand the Quran. Look, he's telling him, you don't guide, and here is your guide. Yeah, there are two types of guidance. Direction, that you show the direction. Yeah, this belongs to the prophets, to you and me, that you show the people the direction. But whether they decide to take this or not, this is between who? Them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only Allah can turn this heart on or keep it turned off. This is why, brothers and sisters in Islam, when you are in the field of da'wah, don't ever give up, because maybe the time that you decide to give up, this is the time when Allah turns the hearts on, but you've given up. The moment that they said, you know, this person, I've been calling him and he's not accepted. You know, maybe this is the time Allah will turn his heart on to hear your message. But you quit. Never. Keep. Rasuluna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his uncle at the bed of death calling him to La ilaha illallah. Ya Am, my uncle, say La ilaha illallah at the bed of death. And we're going to come to Nuh. Nuh was calling his son. Because you never know. You never know, brothers and sisters in Islam. There is a story that I came across. في سير أعلام النبلاء حافظ الذهبي في ترجمة القعنبي رحمه الله. His name is Abdullah ibn Maslama. One of the people who transmitted hadith in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of the people who narrated the hadith to us. Now it's a story, it's not in the sunnah, okay? It's one of the literature, one of the books, whether it is authentic or not, but نستأنس بها في هذا المقام. Abdullah ibn Maslama, al-Qa'nabi, his name, he used to be alcoholic. Someone who drinks alcohol to the extent that he used to have his own party. And he would pass by Shu'bah, Majlis Shu'bah ibn al-Hajjaj, Shu'bah is one of the most famous transmitters of hadith in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The students would go and sit in front of his house for days, days, just to get him to narrate one hadith. So he can go and haddathani Shu'bah. Shu'bah narrated this hadith to me. Fil Basra, Iraq. Famous, yani, knowing. فالقعنبي, after taking a couple of drinks, he's drunk. So he's passing by Shu'bah while he's sitting down and having all these masses in front of him, writing his hadith. So he waited until Shu'bah got on his camel. He took the rope, the rein of the camel, and he looked at him and he said, he's drunk. ما أنت؟ ما in Arabic, when you use it for a rock. In Arabic, you're supposed to say من أنت. Who, not what are you, who are you? He's already showing what this is. ما أنت؟ what are you going to do? فهي يقول لك شعبة. He didn't say, he didn't question his ma or what, who or what. He said, Shu'bah. Look at it. Wama Shu'bah. What is Shu'bah? Qala Muhaddith. Look at it, Muhaddith. Someone who transmitted the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at him. He's holding the robe of the camel. And he says, Hadithni hadith. Narrate one hadith to me. Shu'bah is, you know. So he looked at him and he said, Haddathani. So he actually told him the sanad, the chain. So and say narrated the hadith to me until he reached Abu Hurairah. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Inna mimma adraka an-nasu min kalam an-nubuwah. One of the prophetic words that people inherited from the prophets before them, illam tastahi faf'al ma shi't. If you don't feel ashamed of your attitude towards a student of knowledge like me, do as you please. Wallahi ya ikhwa, al-Qa'nabi tells you this was like, he's drunk, this was like what? Shook me. He shook me. I went back home. I broke all the liquor in my house, kicked all these bad friends. And I asked, where that hadith? Where do you learn that hadith? He's in Al Basra. Where do you get that hadith? Where? Medina. Alik bil Medina. Ruh al Medina, al source. He went to Medina. He learned. Ibn al-Madini, Ali, says, by Allah, I have not seen someone who narrates the hadith of the Prophet just for Allah, illa al-Qa'nabi. Look at the sincerity now. 100%. But what did it take? It took patience and give the da'wah, regardless. If you get insulted, if Islamophobic behaviors get to you, hang in there, stay in there, keep your ground, but show that patience, show that da'wah. You never know when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will turn the heart of that person to the truth. You never know, ya ikhwa. Another lesson quickly for the sake of time, and pay attention to this, and that goes to the leadership. In any capacity, whether a Muslim community, whether a leadership at home. You see, Nuh alayhi salam was instructed to build a ship, an ark. And guess where he was instructed to build a ship? To build it in the desert. Normally when you build a ship, you build it where? Especially a huge ark like this. Where are you going to build it? You build it in the sea, in the shore. So that after you build it, push, go. But you're building a ship in the desert. Look at this. Leaders are visionary. They see beyond. They look deep. وَيَصْنَعُ الْفُلْكَ. Look at Surah Hud. وَيَصْنَعُ الْفُلْكَ. So he is constructing the ship. وَكُلَّمَا مَرَّ عَلَيْهِ مَلَأٌ مِّن قَوْمِهِ سَخِرُوا مِنْهِ. And when an assembly of the eminent of his community will pass by him, look at this guy, ridicule. Look at him. Look at him. He's building that place. Look at him. What is this? What is this? قَالَ إِن تَسْخَرُوا مِنَّا فَإِنَّ. You see, that is where you have to, again, to be patient and stick. If you have a vision, a lot of times, ya ikhwa, a lot of the brothers and the sisters do not realize what the leadership is doing in a community. Because normally leadership has to see beyond. But you're judging it now, here, there. But look what Nuh said. If you ridicule me, I'm going to do the same to you. But you know what? One day you will figure out why I'm building a ship in the desert. Because you know what? All of earth will be flooded. All of earth will be a sea. That's what I know. This is the knowledge that I have, which you don't know. We come to that hard breaking scene. Nuh had four children. Ham, Sam, Yafith, Kanaan. مش كنعان العربي. Another Kanaan. Kanaan, the Arab Kanaan came later on. From Ham. Kanaan came from Ham. He came from Sam. Three of them believed, and one of them disbelieved. And this is, ya ikhwa, subhanallah, is one of the most heartbreaking experiences that you have when your own kids, your own son, your own daughter. It's very difficult. By the way, don't you ever doubt that Prophet Nuh conveyed the message. He conveyed the message. But again, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتِ. You don't guide people. But look at this scene, ya ikhwa. وَهِيَ تَجْرِي بِهِمْ فِي مَوْجٍ كَالْجِبَالِ. The ship is sailing in the midst of waves as huge, as high as the mountains. وَنَادَى نُوحٌ ابْنَهُ. Nuh called upon his son, يَا بُنَيْ. يَا بُنَيْ, come on board with us. اِرْكَبْ مَعْنَا. وَلَا تَكُمْ مَعَ الْكَافِرِينَ. A father, a prophet, calling his own child to be saved. He said no. قَالَ سَآوِي إِلَى جَبَلٍ يَعْصِمُنِي مِنَ الْمَاءِ. Again, another message. You have no control even over your own child. And this is something that we want to convey to America. That listen, we're only here to talk about Islam. But whether you accept it or not, whether you like it or not, listen, we're going to call you to Islam. Ud'u. By the way, it's a big mistake just to talk about Islam without making da'wah. Big mistake. You're supposed to call him to Islam. One of the priests in Colorado, he always likes to invite me for dinner, lunch, just to make up, you know, just to talk about things. So at the end of one of the dinners, I think he moved out of town. He said, Imam Kareem, I've been having a lot of conversations with you. But I really wanted to ask you this question before I leave. I think he left town already. What is your wish? I told him, you want my sincere wish? He said, I want you to be a Muslim. I just said it to him. I said, I'm hoping that one day you're going to reflect upon all these conversations we had, and maybe Allah will show you the truth. But can I force him? I can't. He cannot. He cannot force him. At the end, the ikhwah, the son of Nuh drowned. Wallahi, ya ikhwah, there are a lot of boats out there calling you to come on board. A lot of calls are being made to you. Come on board. What is happening to your five daily prayers? Hayya ala salah, hayya ala al falah. Whether you hear it in a microphone or whether you look at the watch and you know this is Dhuhr time, this is Asr time, come on board. Or whether you have on your iPhone adhan, or whether you have it in your computer, come on board. Are you doing like Nuh's son? No. I'll take care of business. Bid'ah. Come on board of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallahi, it breaks my heart when I see selfish people. When I see selfishness, it makes me angry and upset. You know what I mean? When somebody passes away, a lot of people are so selfish. They are selfish. Why? Because they want to do the things that satisfy their societal norms, their culture. But to benefit the deceased? La. No. No. Who's going to tell you what goes to the deceased except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who? Who? Allah will tell you. If somebody dies, you can make dua, you can make sadaqah, you can build a masjid, you can go and perform hajj for him if you did for yourself. Do Allah can tell you through the revelation, because that reward is going to go to the grave. So now, being selfish, you end up with practices like Christians. Mortuary. People standing, this person was this person was that. What happened? فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. When somebody dies, أَفْضَى إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ. He passed away, he went back to Allah. Whether he's good or he's bad, خلاص. عدل. Just. Come to the sunnah. Come on board of the sunnah if you want to benefit the deceased. A lot of people say, no. Inna wajadna aba'ana ala ummah. Listen, we found our ancestors doing this and we'll stick to it. Stick to it, ya Sidi. But we're going to talk about it. We're going to speak about it. It's a bid'ah. It's against the tradition of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Never, never happened. Brothers and sisters in Islam, one of the lessons that we get from that story of Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam is to trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's judgment. And this is the last lesson, inshaAllah. Trust Allah's judgment. Initially, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised Nuh that I will save your family. I will save your family. So when his son drowned, وَنَادَى, after the ship parked, وَنَادَى نُوحُ الرَّبَّ. Nuh called upon Allah. فَقَالْ, he said, إِنَّ ابْنِي مِنْ أَهْلِي. My son is from my family. How come he did not save him? And you promised to save me. But at the end, he felt like what? He overdid it and he said, وَأَنْتَ أَحْكَمُ الْحَاكِمِينَ. There must be a wisdom.
I'm not going to question.
And by the way, in the day of judgment too, like I said earlier, mankind will go to Nuh requesting him to intercede. He will say no. You know, one of the reasons he will say no, because in the dunya I questioned Allah's wisdom. سألت شيئا لا يحق يا نوح إنه ليس قيل يا نوح قال يا نوح إنه ليس من أهلك إنه عمل غير صالح فلا تسألني ما ليس لك به علم. He will say in the day of judgment, I questioned Allah's wisdom. Why you didn't save my son? Why? فترست Allah's wisdom. The person may appear or seem to you that he qualifies to be guided. ولذلك there is at the end of that verse, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتْ. You do not guide whom you love, whom you will. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. But only Allah is the one who turns the heart of whom He wills. Look at this. We don't pay attention. Listen to this. We don't pay attention to the tale of the... وَهُوَ وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِالْمُهْتَدِينَ. And He knows best who deserves guidance. There is somebody who look good to you. Look good. Man, this guy can be a Muslim. What's wrong? You see, there is something inside this that he knows, you don't know. فَتْرَسْتَ اللَّهِ. Trust Allah's judgment. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ. الحمد لله رب العالمين له الحمد الحسن والثناء الجميل وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له يقول الحق وهو يهدي السبيل وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. This is just one story, and this is how much you can learn from it. But it takes understanding, and it takes time and effort to look at the Quran and reflect upon its verses. Learn, brothers and sisters in Islam, the Quran is a book that is to last until the day of judgment. Beneficial. And this is where you receive the treatment for sorrow, distress, sadness, grief. Remember the dua, you're asking Allah to make you fall in love with the Quran so that you can come up with such lessons that can help you through your tests, through your lives, until it's over, بإذن الله تعالى. Couple of announcements, inshallah, بإذن الله تعالى, tomorrow, between Maghrib and Isha, or actually starting 7 o'clock, we will be having the Hajj workshop, inshallah, the annual Hajj workshop, inshallah. Inshallah, myself, I will be taking off, بإذن الله تعالى, for Hajj. Please forgive me if I have wronged any of you. And يعني, we're human and we make mistakes. So please forgive me. جزاكم الله خيرا. And we're going to make dua. You know, Hajj is a season when we go and make dua. Subhanallah, I made dua last year that Allah help us pay the bills here. And alhamdulillah, we did it this year, alhamdulillah. So we're going to go and make dua again that Allah help us. We're looking at putting a soccer, blacks here, inshallah. We're looking into renovating the place, inshallah. So we're going to make dua, bidnillahi ta'ala, that this boat, that ark, this ship, which we bought for the community, one day, inshallah, you will see it sailing, بإذن الله تعالى. It's just a matter of time, inshallah. I have full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because when we purchase this place for the community, from the money of the community, from the help of the community, the Muslim community, is for the youth, and for our sisters, and for the community at large, بإذن الله تعالى. Inshallah, remember to fulfill